Good evening, Madison. You're listening to the 6 o'clock news update on WSUM 91.7 FM Madison Student Radio. I'm Hyewon Lim. In local news, ASM student elections open today. Oliver Gerhartz has the story.
Monday, ASM, the Associated Students of Madison, opened for spring elections. Student Council representatives and SSFC, the Student Services Finance Committee members, are both up in this year's election. The elected representatives will serve in the 31st session of ASM, which will last from April 24, 2024 to April 23, 2025. Voting can be done virtually through a link sent out via email and will close Wednesday at 5 p.m.
Thanks, Oliver. In national news, Virginia ends legacy college admissions. Laura Wells has the story.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin signed a new bill into law on Friday, March 8th, ending the use of legacy admissions at public universities in the state. The law now requires schools to stop giving admissions advantages to applicants with ties to alumni and donors. Colorado passed a similar bill in 2021. Massachusetts is floating similar legislation, and a handful of private colleges have already banned the practice as well. Critics of legacy admissions say that it gives an unfair advantage to prospective students coming from privileged backgrounds. The bill passed unanimously and will take effect on July 1st, 2024. Thanks to NPR for the story, and from WSUM News, I'm Laura Wells.
Thanks, Laura. In international news, South Korea sends military doctors to civilian hospitals. Paige Stevenson has the story.
On March 10, 2024, South Korea's health ministry announced it will send military doctors and physicians to hospitals in response to strikes from trainee doctors. As of February 20th, 12,000 South Korean trainee doctors began a strike in protest of the government's plans to increase the number of places available at medical school admissions, since there have been shortages in applications. Earlier, the ministry threatened to suspend medical licenses, but these had little impact on the trainee doctors. Currently, the ministry plans to deploy 20 military surgeons and 138 public doctors to 20 hospitals for 4 weeks. Officials hope this will help limit the amount of patients South Korean hospitals have to turn away. Thanks to Al Jazeera for the story, and for WSUM News, I'm Paige Stevenson.
Thanks, Paige. Turning over to sports, here's RJ Carroll with an update.
Today in Badger sports, the men's basketball team dropped their final game of the regular season yesterday to Purdue 78-70, ending the regular season with a record of 19-12 and 11-9 in conference play. John Blackwell led the team with 18 points, earning himself a fourth Big Ten Freshman of the Week honor, and the team is the fifth seed in the Big Ten tournament and will play Thursday afternoon against either Maryland or Rutgers. The men's hockey team was shockingly upset by number 7-seeded Ohio State in the Big Ten tournament as they lost the deciding Game 3 3-1 yesterday afternoon. The team struggled to find offensive production all weekend and are now eliminated from the Big Ten tournament after finishing second in the conference during the regular season. Their ranking has plummeted all the way down to number 9, and they will be off for 3 weeks before the NCAA tournament. Following their WCHA championship over the weekend, the women's hockey team has received the number 2 overall seed in the NCAA tournament and will play the winner of St. Lawrence and Penn State at home on Saturday with a trip to the Frozen Four on the line. The wrestling team placed 8th in the Big Ten championships over the weekend, with 5 wrestlers qualifying for the NCAA championships on March 21st to 23rd. Dean Hamidi placed the best individually, getting 2nd in the 165-pound division. The UW men's track and field team saw 3 athletes earn first-team All-American honors on the final day of the 2024 NCAA Indoor Championships on Saturday, including junior Adam Spencer, who finished as the runner-up in the mile. They will kick off the outdoor season March 23rd at LSU. The women's tennis team kicked off Big Ten play in fine style over the weekend, defeating Indiana and Purdue. They are back in action on Saturday against Milwaukee, trying to extend their winning streak to 8 matches. Volleyball players Devin Robinson, Carter Booth, and Sarah Franklin have been selected to train with Team USA at their spring camp this week. In action today for Badger sports are the men's and women's swim and dive teams at the NCAA Zone D Diving Championships in Houston, and the women's golf team is in South Carolina for day one of the 2-day Briars Creek Invitational. In professional sports, the Bucks bounced back yesterday, defeating a shorthanded Clippers team 124-117, courtesy of a combined 69 points between Damian Lillard and Giannis. They are back in action tomorrow night in Sacramento against the Kings. Finally, the Packers have made splashes early in free agency, signing star running back Josh Jacobs and star defensive back Xavier McKinney, and they also released running back Aaron Jones after 7 years with the team. For WSUM Sports, I'm RJ Carroll.
Thanks, RJ. We'd like to thank Channel 3000 for being our news partner, and thank you for tuning in. From the WSUM News Booth, I'm Hee-Won Lim. Have a great evening, Madison.